alcohol doesn't get credit where credit is due. And it's not the best drug. It's not even in the top five, but it's the easiest one to get. And we are a fat, lazy country of convenience. And alcohol is a very convenient drug. If this was an ecstasy bar, I would come in, I'd order a large, I'd be drinking Evian right now, right? But it ain't that easy to get. And at the same time, if drinking required that I had to sit in a fucking Denny's parking lot for 2 hours in the middle of the night waiting for my friend Alan to answer his voicemail and finally show up just to drop off a six-pack, yeah, I'd never drink again. A lazy fuck is what I am. But it's got benefits. It doesn't get the credit. You can find every statistic and number and pie chart for where alcohol has ruined the party. But the benefits, for a while, airline flight attendants were trying to lobby to get alcohol taken off of airplanes. Because they said, 91% of all air rage incidents are alcohol related. Okay, fine. How much air rage is averted because of alcohol, right? How many times was someone just about to choke out that sky cunt that should have been replaced by a Coke machine years ago? They're the worst now. Since 9/11, they're all full of that hero syndrome in their head, and they think they're the last line of defense to the cockpit rather than a waste of space and polyester. And maybe someone gets on the plane and he's just been finger-fucked way too many times, trying to get from point A to point B and waiting in lines and screened and searches. It's everything but looking in your ass is the only difference between that and a prison search. And he goes through that. He gets to the front gate and they go, we accidentally oversold this flight. We're looking for volunteers who will sit another night in Memphis because we goofed and oversold the flight. If I had a used car and I sold it to three different people and I took cash, they all show up on the same day to pick it up. I'm looking for two volunteers who will wait till I accidentally oversold this piece of shit Dodge Omni. It would fucking kick me in the balls. I would be doing jail time for fraud. Maybe someone goes through all that and he's about to tear out the larynx of the pig that tells him to sit up straight during takeoff because he's had enough. But no, he has a few vodka Collins first and he chills out just enough to let her live one more day. How many times has alcohol been the hero? How many highway fatalities have been caused because of the .08 DUI law? Where everyone is so paranoid now that one fucking thick neck like you has two light beers at happy hour, but you're so paranoid because of the DUI laws, you're driving home, you're not even looking at the road, you're just staring in the rear view mirror looking for cops. You don't even notice you hit a kid on a bike in a crosswalk. You can't find the numbers on shit like that, right? I think a drug dealer sells me drugs and I go haywire and fuck something up, they blame the drug dealer. I think you hit a kid on a bike in a crosswalk looking for cops, you should blame the cops. Right? It's only two types of people who are against drugs. There's people who have never done drugs and the people who really sucked at doing drugs. And everyone else has to suffer.